This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We did some stories a couple of years ago about the juvenile justice system and how parents often have to pay if their kids are incarcerated. In some California counties, it can cost parents as much as $30 a day for room and board, more if there are ankle monitors or probation officers involved. Parents pay for all of that. From Youth Radio, Miles Bass has this update to our series. It was called Double Charged.
Back in 2014, when I met Zoe Matthews, she was in a tough position. Her son had died, but she was still paying bills for the time he spent in juvenile hall. It was more than $7,000.
It's a constant reminder that, no, he's not here anymore.
Matthew's son was locked up for 208 days at a cost of almost $30 per day.
By being incarcerated, you're paying your debt back to society. So then they're going to charge you an additional per night stay as if there were some options. The bills are additional stress to already a very painful situation that I will be dealing with for the rest of my life.
It almost felt like you were at the checkout line at Target or something, and you were just getting this receipt for how much money you owed.
That's lawyer Kate Weisberg talking about how the juvenile system used to work in Alameda County. Teens and their families ended up with piles of bills they didn't expect. Since the majority of her clients are low income, the impact was huge. After Youth Radio covered the issue for Marketplace, the East Bay Community Law Center, where Weisberg works, partnered with Berkeley's Law School. They did some digging into the fees.
To see how much was being collected, how much was being ordered for young people and their families to pay, and where did that money go?
The county was paying staff to administer and collect these fees, but the actual revenue was tiny because the families who were being charged often couldn't afford to pay. So Weisberg and her collaborators took their findings to county supervisors like Richard Valle. He says the board was surprised when they saw the breakdown and heard about families having to choose between paying groceries and paying county bills.
There were substantial amounts of damage being done to families because of those fees. And the impact to our general fund, which is well over $2.5 billion per year, was minimal.
So the county voted unanimously to stop charging fees and forgive all past debt. Now other California counties are dropping fees too. But it's hard to say how many states will follow suit. Valle says a lot of places still charge fees for their bottom lines.
For a lot of governments across the country, there aren't too many mechanisms or opportunities to make revenue or create revenue for infrastructure. So this was a bona fide method that people felt had some merit.
People assume that charging young people money will make them more accountable. It will somehow help them and it will help public safety.
That's Jessica Fireman. She's with the Juvenile Law Center based in Philadelphia. Her organization surveyed 41 states about fees for juveniles and researched their impact.
What was really interesting about the criminology research is that it showed the opposite. It showed that young people who had fees imposed and fines imposed, and especially large ones, were more likely to offend again after their time was done in the juvenile justice system.
In other words, the effects of the fees ran counter to the mission of the juvenile justice system, which is all about rehabilitation. That's why some California legislators are looking at getting rid of juvenile court fees statewide. For now, all 50 states still impose some kind of fine or fee on juveniles. In Oakland, I'm Miles Best for Marketplace.
Miles' story was produced for us by Youth Radio, a follow-up to their series, Double Charged.